What's up, everybody? Everybody, welcome to the Bad Podcast. Another episode. Super excited in here with my brother Brad. Brad, what are we talking about today?
We're gonna take a different approach today. I'm gonna take a quote that I found online from my man Jocko Willink. All right, he's the greatest. Man. He might be the GOAT. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. Take ownership of everything in your world. The good. And the bad. We're going to dissect that. We're going to go into depth with that quote today.
Well, let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some for life, baby.
What up? What's up, everybody, man? Super excited to come to you another Bad Podcast episode, man. And like we do every week, we want to, first of all, just shout you guys out, man, for listening to this podcast, telling people about this podcast, man. And we're super excited. Before we get into the quote and dive in, man, we want to give our little shout outs, man, because we appreciate everybody. I can't grab all of the comments. I can't grab all of the likes, but we definitely want to shout out a couple of folks. Here we have, we have a great message, how you respond to your setbacks and saying, it says a lot. Okay. You guys are killing it. Thank you. I think that's your people's. That's Carrie. But yeah. Thanks.
Shout Carrie out to Carrie.
All right. And then Lynn Fairbairn says, yes, I have heard of turkey. I think that was from last week. Yep. No, that was from the last episode. Cause I forgot we drop an episode every week, bro. They're starting to run together, man.
All mess.
All right. And one last one. It said, it does get harder the closer you get to your goal. Keep your eyes on the goal. Very, mm-hmm. very, very good point. We appreciate mm-hmm. all the love from all of the folks, man, that are subscribing, telling people about the podcast, man. So let's jump into this, B, man, because I like Jock, man. That's one of my guys too, man. I love him on Instagram and yep. listen to his podcast and stuff, man. So let's jump into this quote, man.
Yeah, he's good people. I got to read his book and I listened to him. Same thing as you know, podcast, Instagram, all that stuff. But you know, and our listeners know that I'm a reader. Okay, mm-hmm. I recently picked up reading. You know, within the last 2.5 years on this growth adventure that I'm on, this growth journey that I'm on, and one of the things that keeps me driven is I'm fascinated by people that win. I'm fascinated by people that are successful, the Michael Jordans, the Wayne Gretzky's, Tiger Woods, Serena Williams, Tom Brady, all these people that have found success. The one thing that they all have in common is they take complete ownership. They worship the quality of ownership. And today I want to talk about just owning it, you know, just win or lose, taking complete responsibility of every single action that you take and whether you get the outcome that you desire or not, you take complete ownership of that.
Wow, man. So I'm not quite a reader yet. I'm getting there, man. You inspire me. I think it might have been about 2 years ago when you was talking about, you know, reading a certain number of pages a day. So, but I have Jock's book as well, and it's about ownership. Mm-hmm. So it's all tying together, man. One day I'm gonna get it all figured out.
Is it the dichotomy of leadership? Is it that book?
It might be, man, because I heard him do the talk about it. He was talking about something with his platoon and how he just he took it, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's interesting, man, because the opposite of that is pointing the blame, you know, a lot of times on not just your fitness journey, but a lot of things, people, instead of taking ownership, you know, they say, man, I slipped and fell and that Oreo fell right in my mouth, man. And then somebody came and moved my jaws around.
yeah, no doubt. You know, and that's how it is too. You know, whether it's a fitness journey or an intellect journey or whatever kind of journey that you're on, if you're trying to get better, you know, we talked about it last week with the targets. As you get closer to your target, the harder it is to obtain. Yeah. You know, and so one of the things, I'm doing a plank thing right now. I'm doing like every day I'm doing a plank and I'm trying to increase by 5 seconds every day. You know how I am with my little challenges to keep me motivated.
Man,
I always just try to do something. But the first day that I started planks, because I don't really do my core as much as I probably should. I just don't. You know, I'm more focused on my running right now because I'm training for a half marathon. But you know, one of the things that I kept reminding myself is if I fall short, I need to come back. If I succeed with the number that I'm supposed to hit, I need to come back. Mm-hmm. And you always have to keep trying, because nothing will get easier by running away from those things. Mm-hmm. You know, this morning this happened to me. So I was doing a chest day today, right? I was doing a chest day today, and all the benches, you know, as always, the benches are always taken, right? So I had to do a flat bench, and I had to do five sets of whatever the rep was. And, you know, I walk over. All the benches are taken. So what do? I have that negotiation. I have that conversation with myself in my head, right? I go, okay, I got two options here. I can head into the locker room, or I can hit a treadmill, wait for one of those benches to open up, and then go perform my sets, right?
Right.
So I start walking towards the locker room. And in that moment, I'm literally running away from the thing that I don't want to do. I'm running away from that thing, you know, and that's not ownership. I want to get better. I want to build my chest. I want to get stronger in my upper body. I'm not taking ownership by running away from the bench. So, okay, Brad, stop, hit the treadmill. So I get back on the treadmill. I'm walking. I'm mad at myself. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Come on, Bradley. All right, we got this. Bench opens up. I hop off. I sprint over there. I hammer out my five sets of bench. And those are those micro wins, right? Those micro wins that we talked about several months ago. You know, just by showing up and taking ownership in that moment, I was able to get that last five sets in. And, you know, I felt accomplished, because when you start something like that, man, you're dragging yourself and you're kind of picking yourself up off the ground. But when you complete something, especially a mental challenge, a mental battle like that.
Yeah.
Baby, that there's a feeling that can't be reproduced other than overcoming a mental adversity like that.
Yeah, I went through that Tuesday, man. on the Stairmaster. Stairmaster is my jam when it comes to cardio, because I got bad knees. And so, you know, I set out to do 60 minutes. I was like, I'm going to get my 60 minutes of cardio on this Stairmaster, you know. And so I got it 30, boss. And like, I was like, God, like this is hard. I've done it before. Man, I can go home and just maybe get on the bike later. Mm-hmm. You know, I started negotiating, man. Yeah. I was pondering, and then I was just like, okay, you know what? Let's finish this, man. We're here, right in the moment. You know, you don't have anything else to do the rest of the day, you know, and it's those moments, man, that we all go through. Like, I hope you guys understand that. Just because, you know, Brad's the fitness model, I'm just the regular guy, but even us regular guys go through that, man. Yeah. So, you know, I want to encourage anybody, man, that has to deal with those voices, man. We all go through that, you know, and like you mentioned, you know, win or lose, you know, we still have to come up and just to bring it back around. So I finished the 60. So what does that mean? Thursday, I got to do 60 again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's, and if I would have chose to jump off and get the bike, then Thursday, 60 still there waiting on me, you know? So we, no matter the outcome, and we have to be willing to turn around and show up.
Yeah. And we talked about this also, you know, you can't hide from yourself, but you know, you are always posting your fitness journey on social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea if you walk into the gym and did one set of this, one set of that, you did 20 minutes of cardio. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Up, do one rep. All right, we're done. You know,
exactly. But you are holding yourself accountable. You're hitting that 30-minute mark. Nobody cares if you do it.
Nope.
Nobody cares if you do it. But you are holding yourself accountable, and you're taking responsibility of your actions. Now you were successful on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You can't let your win on a Tuesday, or a loss for that matter. Mm-hmm. You can't let a win or a loss dictate today's motive. All right. And what I mean by that is we all have reason, right? We all have a why. We all have purpose. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you win or lose on a Tuesday, you still have to create that purpose, have to create that motive to come back and invest on another day. All right. If you fall completely on your face, or if you're successful, you still got to remind yourself, this is why I'm here. This is what I want to accomplish, and this is the action that I need to take to produce that. And that's the bottom line.
No, totally agree, man. And that's I think a lot of times we forget about the winning aspect of it. Mm-hmm. You know, we always talk about, you know, you fall down, get up, you know, mm-hmm. Not too many people talk about when you accomplish that goal, could come back and do it again, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. So I really like that you hit on that part.
Yeah. Well, you get content. You know, sure. Tiger Woods has won several championships. You can't count them on one hand. Michael Jordan, 6 championships. All these greats in their area. Tom Brady, 7 championships. At any time, they could have said, you know what? I'm pretty good. I'm not gonna push the limit. I've won 2. I've won 3. I've won 4. I've done more than most people. But they don't accept complacency. They always find some kind of motive to come back and reinvest and say, hey, I want a little bit more. I want a little bit more. And that's kind of the fine line that separates the goats and the average person. You know, when somebody that's great in their area of life, when they face some kind of adversity or some kind of resistance, they don't crumble. Mm-hmm. They remind themselves that, hey, I got motive. Mm-hmm. I got a purpose. I got reason. And they don't allow themselves to negotiate. Hey, I got to invest another day. Where normal people, the average individual will just be like, you know, I did 30 minutes. I'm going to post my video no matter what. I did my 30 minutes. Okay. I don't know him. I don't know her. They're not going to judge me. They don't know what I'm destined to do today. They have no idea what's on my agenda. All right. But then when you go home, you know, you have a sense of remorse, right? Yeah. Or a sense of regret. Oh, yes. And one of the things that I had texted you earlier is the cost of taking ownership is far less than the price of regret.
Yes.
All right. And that the cost of taking ownership is far less than the price of regret. You know, that's the scariest thing in life. You know, you can pursue something that you fear, but if you don't chase those things, if you don't pursue those things, the price of regret is significant.
Yeah, man. I actually, I forgot that a guy has a little voiceover doing that. And I actually put it with one of my videos, man. He was like, you think the cost of going hard is, you know, it's pretty much your quote you just said, man.
Yeah.
Just wait till you see the check for regret, man. That's that's real, you know. Yeah. And like I mentioned on a previous episode, you know, I've experienced that with squats, man. I hate squats, man. And so it came to like cut out a little early. I was like, yeah, I think I I did more squats than the average guy.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Like, exactly.
Yep. So it does happen, man. But one thing I love that you put in your notes, man, is when you hit resistance and you run away, it doesn't make it easier. I thought that was profound because a lot of times we run away from it, but eventually we have to come back and face it, you know, as opposed to taking it on, getting stronger, getting better, getting that confidence. Then the next time when it comes, you can hit it again because it resistance is going to come. It's inevitable. Yep. You know, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter where you are in life, it's going to come. And the way you respond to it is going to determine how you're going to respond to it the next time.
Right. 100%. And, you know, we come back to my plank challenge, right? The first day I wanted to do 60 seconds and I wanted to do 5 sets of 60 seconds. The first 60 seconds was brutal. It was, it was terrible. And I had that conversation. We'll come back to that conversation. I had the conversation in my mind. You know what? I haven't done planks in a while. I just did 60 seconds longer than I've done in 4, 5, 6, 7 months. I just did more than I've done in almost a half a year. Do I have to do a second set? No, I don't have to, but that's the resistance that I'm talking about. And you know, some people don't want to excel. Some people don't want to succeed. They don't want to take their game to the next level. But if you are interested and in invested in your overall goal, you have to get through those resistances and remind yourself, man, it ain't going to get any easier. It's just like running. Dude, I don't know if I've even shared this story. When I first started running, when I followed my brother's footsteps, I ran for 5 minutes straight. And I thought I was like Usain Bolt out there. I thought I was like the best runner in the world. I'm like, I did 5 minutes. I looked around and I'm like, did anybody else see this 5 minutes? And it was a struggle. Dude, it was a struggle. Now I'm running for 5 miles at almost a sprinting pace. It's because you don't allow that 5 minute run to consume your life and make you rethink, okay, this was hard. Next time I'm going to go 4.5 minutes versus next time I'm going to go 6 minutes. You know, you have to intentionally and deliberately place those resistances in your life and get uncomfortable, man. Mm-hmm. We all want some sort of success. We all, at some point, everybody wants some sort of success, but you can't be successful without getting some resistance in your life.
Yeah, no, for sure, man. I understand that 5 minute victory, brother. That's the time I couldn't run 1 minute, like 60 seconds, brother. I would have been excited too, man. But but no, that's so real, man. And just to hear that, you know, is encouraging, man. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like you said, going from celebrating 5 minutes to, you know, doing 5 miles, almost spread a pace like that. Just, that sounds like Spanish to me. Like, comprende. Like, you know, I don't even have no point of reference, but
right. And that, Dwayne, that was me, dude. Like I weighed 240 pounds. You know, I was deadlifting 400 pounds. I was benching 280, you know, I was a big guy. Mm-hmm. You know, when I hopped on that treadmill, that was something foreign to me, but I wanted to take my fitness to the next level. And I wanted to see how far I could push myself, because my brother sort of paved the way and he showed me that, hey, this can be done.
Right.
But you have to be a little uncomfortable, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Shout out to bro, man.
Shout out to Brian once again.
Pushing the limits, man, Brian. Yeah. You know all the shout outs, man.
Right.
Just let you know, I'm not your brother. You're not enforcing me, brother. I'm going to stay right here and on the safe side. But no, man, I love that, man. What I really, you know, what I always find so interesting is how you always try to find ways to challenge yourself. Like that's super dope to me and encouraging, man, because you know, playing like why, like, you know, like
Well, here's how I look at it, Dwayne. So like a challenge for me would be like an ice bath. A challenge for me would be like doing a 5K with my mouth taped shut. Okay. Mm. Somebody like, you know, one of our clients, a challenge as extreme as my 5K with my mouth shut, their challenge that is equivalent to that may be a 5 minute walk.
Right.
Okay. So I want to get that level. I want to get on that level. And I want to understand what they're thinking and understand what they're going through. Like for me, running a 5K, very easy. I can do it in just over 20 minutes. I can do a 5K in just over 20 minutes. There's a lot of people in this group that they might do a 5K in an hour. Okay. But I want to kind of get on their level and just have an understanding of what it feels like to not suffer, but just go through those challenges.
Struggle. Have a sense of the struggle. I get that. And if you don't do that, you kind of lose that connection with them and being able to relate and provide, you know, guidance in that area. I get that, you know, it's a funny example, but that's why, you know, police officers tase themselves, you know, that's how they know.
Yeah. They get a taste.
Yeah, man. When they distribute it, you know.
That's
weird that I went there, but
that's so relatable though, because you want a taste of what I mean. If you're a coach, you know, hey, go do 100 sprints.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in your mind it makes sense, but if you go out there and do 100 sprints, you're like, well, maybe 100 sprints isn't doing, you know, it's not a beneficial thing, you know? So you want to place yourself in those situations to understand, like, is there any positive benefit of this? And, you know, just like with the mouth tape shut 5K, like my nasal breathing 5K, that for me is a challenge. And that's just placing me on the same wavelength, I guess, as our clients.
Yeah, no, that I get that 100%, man. So, all right, man, before we get ready to hit that last segment and slide out of here, man, anything you want to toss out?
Yeah. There? So today I want to end with some motivation. All right. That's so good. A lot of people that are listening to this podcast, they're in search of some kind of like spark. Right. So this is the spark, man. Each and every person that's watching this or listening to this, you deserve to be a victor. You deserve to be victorious in life. It's time for you to take complete ownership of your life. It's time for you to go all in on you. Stop making excuses. Stop compromising. Stop having negotiations with that inner negativity. Go out there and invest in you, because you are your best investment. Go out there and make it happen.
That's right. Y'all gonna hear that again. Boom. On the sound clip.
Boom.
That's a perfect sound clip. Like, let's do it again. All right, y'all. Let's hit this last segment.
Do you know
All right. This week's Do You Know is back on me. And this goes back to the episode we did about the support system and our spouse and our wives and things like that. And so my Do You Know or Did You Know moment is I met my wife on MySpace. Social media platform. Yeah, man. Back in the day when you had Tom as a friend.
Tom.
Yeah, man. I sent Tom a message. I was like, man, thank you for helping me find my wife. Literal internet connection. We saw each other for the first time in November of 07. We were engaged February of 08, and we got married July of 08. Like,
wow.
We waste no time, man.
No time wasted.
Yeah, so shout out to Tom, wherever you are in this world, man. We appreciate you. But that's my Do You Know moment, man. Met my wife on MySpace. Yes, sir.
Dude, that's funny, and I don't want to steal any thunder, but I also met my wife through Facebook, you know, similar thing, in November.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we cross paths quite
I'm
often.
Telling you, bro. Hey, stars lined up, my friend.
They are aligned.
Yes, sir. Good deal, man. Well, listen, we thank you guys for listening to this podcast, man. Make sure you share, make sure you comment, tag, all the things, man. Put it, get a screenshot of your player, take a selfie next to your TV while you got it on the TV, while you're prepping your meals, whatever you're doing, man. We appreciate you guys. Till next time, we are out of here. Peace.